Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Several people hurt this morning after a terrible bus crash on the Port Authority bus ramp in Midtown. Apparently, one bus rear-ended the other about 10 o'clock this morning. The PA says each bus was carrying about 35 passengers. All of the injuries said to be minor. Everybody's taken to a local hospital. Prompted a few delays this morning, though the crash is under investigation. In Sunset Park, some residents and a New York City council member says we need to do something out here quick before somebody gets killed. Alexis Avias, the council member, says he got a stretch of roadway on 3rd Avenue that's a tragedy just waiting to happen. School kids using the route as well as people on bikes. She says it's just not safe. And in fact, she says there have been several injuries and some drivers have actually been killed out there.
So, you know, something has got to give here for everyone's safety, right? For drivers, for pedestrians, certainly for bikers. There is no bike lane on this corridor. It's been a persistent challenge. So, you know, something has certainly got to give.
Yeah, she's talking about the area near 52nd Street, everybody, where reportedly two men were struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver earlier this month. Transportation Alternative says 80 people have been killed or seriously injured by drivers on the 2-mile stretch since 2018. A street redesign was approved last year, but she says the project has stalled. City Hall responded, the DOT is currently integrating public feedback into project planning to determine the next steps. Mayor Adams just fired off a letter to the Fed telling them to stick their head in the door and see what's going on over at 26 Federal Plaza, an ICE holding area. Apparently, some cell phone video has surfaced of alleged inhumane conditions in a holding area. But the public advocate says Adams need to do more than send letters over there.
Public advocate Jumani Williams, who witnessed ICE arrests within 26 Federal Plaza on Wednesday, said he's thankful the mayor has finally responded.
I still believe Eric Adams is about Eric Adams and everybody else is in the way. To say that you had no information about this is this a dereliction of duty once again.
Williams said disturbing cell phone video of detainees in squalid conditions sleeping on emergency aluminum blankets near toilets warrants immediate action.
So I'd like to research and him to push forward that the DOB and the FDNY make every attempt to get into that building.
A DHS spokeswoman denies claims that detainees are being treated inhumanely. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
A heat advisory starting at 11 tomorrow through 8 o'clock tomorrow night with an extreme heat warning for northeastern New Jersey. Otherwise, this afternoon, mostly sunny, breezy, and very warm with more humidity and a high of 87. We're at 85 right now in Central Park. A kid in New Jersey, a little leaguer, is said to be a little bit upset today at the prospect of missing his team's first state tournament game after being suspended for allegedly flipping his bat after he hit a homer. It was a celebration which the Little League Baseball governing body actually promotes. So what gives? 12-year-old Marco Rocco of Haddonfield, New Jersey, tossed his bat in the air July 16th after going yard on a 6th-inning 2-run homer, according to his dad, Joe. But then the boy's family says he was ejected from the game for, quote, actions deemed unsportsmanlike and horseplay. Now his family is going to court to try and get a judge to render an emergency order to let him play in the state tourney. By the way, that tournament starts today. We hear they're doing arguments this afternoon just hours before the game. The winner of the tourney goes to the regionals where they have a chance to move on, you know, to the Little League World Series. And this is the head scratch. Little League Baseball actually posts videos of bat flip celebrations on social media, which don't result in punishment. Daddy Joe says his kid is confused and distraught. So far, no comment from the Little League's East Regional offices. We'll try to follow this one and keep you posted, folks. Well, how's this for predicting the future? Pete Davidson and James DeMonico grew up on Staten Island, chopped it up once at a cafe by happenstance where Pete worked, and they joked about the possibility of someday working together. Ah, voila.
There's something very wrong with this place. Something terribly wrong.
That's a clip from the movie The Home, which is described as a horror indictment of the American elder care system. It was born out of the pandemic era, and specifically here in New York under Governor Andrew Cuomo. Well, DeMonico co-wrote and directed the thing.
What was looked at as Cuomo's mishandling of the elder care facilities. So we were talking about that. We were talking about experiences we had when we were young in elder care facilities with family members. And we're both horror fanatics. And we started thinking about what an interesting place to have as a setting for a horror film.
And Davidson's in it. And the genesis of working with Pete started when he was working at that cafe where they met.
He came over to me and just said, hey, I heard you're the guy who wrote and directed Purge, and I'm a big fan, and I'd just like to say hello. And he was a busboy. He was busboying at Nucci's. So he was not the Pete Davidson that the world got to know very soon.
Isn't that cool? If you speak it, it will happen. The Home comes out tomorrow in multiple theaters. That's pretty cool. On Long Island, they've arrested a woman after they say her dog was on opioid, had an opioid overdose. The Suffolk SPCA says 35-year-old Juliana McGarity of East Northport allegedly neglected six dogs, five cats, and a hamster at her Long Island home. She's charged with multiple counts of animal cruelty and endangering an incompetent or physically disabled person. A vet had to give multiple doses of Narcan to McGarity's golden retriever, says here, due to an opioid overdose. Officials say a search warrant last week revealed the dogs living in cages piled with feces. Investigators say they could only stay in the house for short periods because of the smell. They say a vulnerable adult in McGarity's care was also subject to the conditions. Meantime, ex-Long Island Congressman George Santos heads off to prison tomorrow on federal corruption charges. He'll sit there for 7 years after a web of lies led to a conviction on corruption charges, not to mention the loss of his congressional seat. Right now, the 37-year-old is living in Pennsylvania. He's been lashing out on social against prosecutors who secured convictions against him on charges of lying to Congress and stealing from his campaign contributors. He says, "That's no way to treat the son of the Easter Bunny." I digress. The guy told so many lies, I had even started to believe his story that he was a star volleyball player at Baruch College. Well, one thing he didn't lie about on his social media pages, quote, "I am going to prison."
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.